The world is becoming more and more unstable by the day, and many Americans are not waiting around to find out how bad it could get. They're making the decision to diversify their wealth with precious metals like gold and silver, and they're turning to the top-rated precious metals company, Goldco. Right now, Goldco is offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn more. That's HannityGold.com.
Now, nowadays, $20 barely gets you a burger and fries or maybe a quarter of a tank of gas if you're lucky. You know what it will get you, though? For just $20 a month, you can get unlimited talk and text and plenty of 5G data from my cell phone company, Pure Talk. Make the switch today, and if you do it today, you save an additional 50% off your first month. They use the same 5G network, same cell towers as the big carriers, and most families saving close to $1,000 a month. Just go to puretalk.com/Sean, that's Sean, S-E-A-N. Make the switch today so you can actually afford that burger and fries. Hey, consider more fun, more fitness, and more relaxation for much less with the Michael Phelps Swim Spa by our friends at Master Spas, now with up to $2,000 off with their global sales event this month. Now, it's more than a hot tub. It offers hydrotherapy, comfortable seating, and a spacious swimming area for convenient exercise. Now, it's built right here in the U.S. Just go to masterspas.com. You can get up to $2,000 off. Make sure to use the promo code Hannity in the upper right-hand corner. Exercise, relax, recover with the only hot tub and swim spa brand that I trust, masterspas.com. All right, News Roundup, Information Overload Hour, 800-941-SEAN. Our number, you want to be a part of the program. We'll get to your phone calls coming up, final half hour of the program today. Joining us now to get his full take analysis on everything that's gone on in the last 24 hours and the raid of Mar-a-Lago and President Trump's home under the pretense that this is some type of Presidential Record Act violation or National Archives Act violation. Former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich is with us. And by the way, his new book is out, Defeating Big Government Socialism, which is a roadmap to saving this great republic in, what, about 100 days or a little less at this point when we vote in November. So my question is, what are they really looking for here? Because I believe their end goal is to make sure Donald Trump never, ever even attempts to run for president again.
Well, yeah, I think people keep making the mistake of assuming that we're dealing with reasonable human beings. And so we ask questions that reasonable people would ask. What you have is a deep state in which, you know, for example, in the Internal Revenue Service, 99% of the political donations go to Democrats. So it makes perfect sense for Democrats to want to add 87,000 more IRS agents who will then donate to the Democratic Party. When you look at the Justice Department, you have a similar number, something in the 97-98% range go to Democrats. they see Trump as the end of their way of life. This is to them literally life and death. And so they break every rule they have to break. And you end up with a guy who was a college professor in chains being perp walked out of National Airport when he is there is no practical reason.
Peter Navarro for a misdemeanor charge.
There's no reason to have done that except the deep state, in this case the FBI branch of it, wants to send a signal to everybody else. We can do this to you too, so stay out of it. Your job is to go and hide while we run the country, loot the taxpayers, pay off our allies, and engage in whatever corrupt behavior we want to. And if you're going to oppose us, we're going to bring the full weight of the government on you and crush you. And, of course, if you say to yourself, an organization which will send 30 agents to the home of a former president of the United States, what would they do to a normal, everyday person? And the answer is whatever they wanted. And so I think it's a big mistake to keep trying to ask questions as though we were dealing with the world that existed 20 years ago. You now have a Venezuela, Zimbabwe quality third world mentality dominating the American government. You have a willingness to abuse power. You have a corruption in taking money from the taxpayers to pay off their allies. And for the first time in American history, you have a national machine. We've had local machines, Tammany Hall in New York, the Daily Machine in Chicago, Huey Long in Louisiana. We've never had a national machine before. And this is a national machine, and it knows that Trump is so popular. He just defeated another one of the people who voted to impeach him. So I think his record now is 7 out of 10 are gone. And his endorsement record is literally unmatched by any other political leader in America's history. He has endorsed so many winners across the country this year. And so the left looks at that and they say, you know, he's going to be the nominee. And if he gets to be the nominee, he's going to be the president. So if we don't find a way to stop him by deliberately exploiting and frankly breaking the law, he's going to take over. And this time he'll know a lot more from day one about how to tear apart the deep state. So in their mind, this is a battle of survival, and they will do anything they have to and are proving it in order to try to survive.
Mr. Speaker, I spent 3 years investigating this deep state, 3 long years. And what did we discover? We discovered that there was a dirty Russian disinformation dossier. It has now been debunked, paid for by Hillary Clinton, Donald Trump's opponent in 2016. We learned, of course, that she was given preferential treatment with the FBI during that campaign season, putting that aside for a minute. We learned that this unverifiable dossier was used by this, quote, deep state to secure FISA warrants to spy on a presidential candidate, then his transition team, then a president, and nobody was held accountable. And I kept saying at the time, and I said for 3 years, if they're not held accountable, and remember, Peter Strzok had his comment, well, we've got an insurance policy for this. In other words, we got a plan B. I guess this is now plan C or D. And those people abused their power and they were corrupt and nobody got held accountable, Mr. Speaker. So whatever their real intentions were yesterday, I don't know, but I have my suspicions based on their prior actions.
Well, you know, I mean, I would recommend everybody. Mark Stein just wrote a brilliant piece called Criminalizing Opposition in a Pseudo-Republic. And he goes back and notes that he began writing in 2016. He said, 3 days after the election, he said, it is my view that after the Biden regime takes power, as in many coup situations, they'll want to have the previous leader arrested. I'm being perfectly serious here. It is the intention of the Democratic Party to put Trump in jail. So when he launches the Trump News Network, it's going to need to be based out of Costa Rica or the Turks and Caicos or somewhere. Well, about the same time, Jennifer Rubin in the Washington Post writes, it's not only that Donald Trump has to lose, his enablers have to lose. We have to collectively burn down the Republican Party. We have to level them, because if there are survivors, they will do it again. Now, this was back right after Trump first won. And I think we don't appreciate the level of hatred on the left. We don't appreciate
Don't forget the day after Donald Trump won, the Washington Post was talking about this is the first day impeachment begins.
And so I think what you have is the left has concluded that anything they can do to Trump or Trump supporters is justified because the alternative is the end of their world. And frankly, they're certainly right in their analysis. And now everybody who is concerned about this has an obligation. Make sure you and all of your friends go to the polls and win this fall. If Trump can do as good a job in the general election as he has done in the primaries, then you will have a new House, and Speaker McCarthy's already indicated how tough he's going to be. You'll have a new Senate, and you may well have a new Senate leader. I think you're going to see a genuinely aggressive effort to get to the bottom of this. I mean, this is a very sick, corrupt system. It's true in public health and the way they handled the COVID. It's true in research we've now discovered about Alzheimer's, which is sickening, in the dishonesty that for 25 years has blocked serious research on patients with Alzheimer's. I mean, you just go down this list. It's true in terms of just straight theft of money. $20 billion from the California Unemployment Compensation Fund. $20 billion, not million, billion dollars stolen just from the California Unemployment Compensation Fund. So the opportunity in the Greek sense of cleaning up the Augean stables, the opportunity we're going to have to really, truly, fundamentally recenter the American government back on the Constitution. And here I agree with Mark Levin. We are wavering between a constitutional republic and a post-constitutional third world banana republic. And
you know,
this election is going to make a huge difference in which way we go.
You know, I've heard a lot of people say, well, maybe Donald Trump's personality is too harsh. I would argue the following. Tell me if you agree or disagree. Putting aside Donald Trump's personality or how he governed or the fact that the left bubbles and fizzes every time they see him and they feign their outrage at every word that he ever utters. Putting that aside, I would argue very strongly that the Make America Great Again, America First agenda now defines the conservative movement in this country, or what you would call the American majority in this country. Because those policies work, and we see what abandoning those policies has resulted in. And
that's right.
And I say it in this context, to me, it's not going to matter. If that is the agenda, it won't matter who is the person that is a nominee or a president that is a Republican. I watched you become Speaker of the House, and before you ever were sworn in as Speaker, you know, you had Time Magazine and Newsweek Magazine, you know, the Gingrich that stole Christmas, and you're breaking Tiny Tim's a crutch or something to that effect at the time. And it was an unrelenting assault because you were a genuine revolutionary. For the first time in 40 years, Republicans took power in the House of Representatives, and you were the architect of all of that. They set out to destroy you from day one. They set out to destroy Trump, we now know, from day one. They had an insurance policy if Plan A didn't work. I'm arguing now they don't want him to run, and they'll do anything they can do to stop him in 2024. But you experienced, to maybe a lesser degree, but a pretty severe degree, firsthand what this is like to be the person targeted.
Look, if you're going to be a reformer and you're going to take on a machine, and the machine is both ideologically driven and loves power and loves the money it gets from power, you have to accept that they're going to fight back. And I told Trump this when he first ran. I said, look, you just understand, you can take on the whole national establishment, but guess what? They're going to take you on too. And that's the nature of life. And I think it's very important for us to understand you have a bunch of very sick institutions led by people who are basically bad human beings.
You mean Chuck Schumer's admonition that the intelligence community is six ways from Sunday to get back at Trump for daring to take him on?
Yeah, exactly.
Is that the United States of America that our founders and framers?
Or Schumer standing in front of the Supreme Court by name threatening Supreme Court justices. I mean, for a Senate majority leader to threaten Supreme Court justices by name in a public rally is a level of sickness that we need to be clear about who we're dealing with. That's why last night when you asked me about what would somebody say in some press event, I said, I don't care because they'll lie. These are bad people doing bad things. And until we're prepared to explain, this is a machine. It is corrupt. It is deeply, profoundly dishonest. And you're watching them. Watch on Friday whether any Democrat has the guts to vote against 87,000 more IRS agents, having just watched the FBI raid the home of a former president of the United States.
What do you think when you go ahead?
Go ahead. No, I'm just going to say the idea that we're going to give Joe Biden and his cronies another 87,000. That more than doubles the number of agents. By comparison, there are 29,000 people assigned to control the southern border, and there will be something like 164,000 IRS agents to control us.
Well, the Homeland Security Department, the State Department, and I believe the one other department combined don't have as many staff as now the IRS will have, if in fact they do this. Quick break. More with former Speaker of the House Newt Gingrich. Then we'll get to your calls. 800-941-SEAN, our number. All right, we continue with former Speaker of the House, also the author of his new book. By the way, it is a must read before the election, Defeating Big Government Socialism. You can get it on Amazon.com, Hannity.com, and bookstores everywhere. Where do you think they're headed with this? I mean, it's very interesting as the day goes by. Nobody wants to talk about it. Not a peep out of Ray or Merrick Garland. But this is unprecedented in terms of the actions. This is obviously by design. They don't seem to care what anyone else thinks. How far are they going with this?
Where they're going is to indict Trump in D.C., an area where he got 5.6% of the vote, which means that 19 out of every 20 people were against Trump. And what they want to do is have a show trial, just as they're having a show investigation. You know, you have a fake committee operating with fake news. They now want to have a fake trial. And then they want to be able to claim that you can stop Trump, although, as Andy McCarthy has pointed out, the Constitution is very clear. There is no conviction of Trump that applies to the presidency.
Constitution qualifications are very, very clear, and its specifications are minimal. You've got to be over 35, a natural born citizen. Being a felon is not a disqualification. So even crimes potentially far more serious than mishandling classified information would not bar somebody from seeking the presidency. I'll give you the last word. We have about 20 seconds.
Say, this whole thing is an exercise in trying to cripple Trump, and in the process, they're crippling the United States of America.
It's a sad statement, Mr. Speaker. Troubling times, indeed. We appreciate you being with us, as always. 800-941-SEAN is our number if you want to be a part of the program.
Accountable. Sean gets the answers no one else does. America deserves to know the truth about Congress.
25 to the top of the hour. Told everybody how many times that if they are allowed to get away with what they did, this is the deep state. And that is they used a dirty Clinton paid for Russian disinformation dossier. And they disseminated, they allowed this false document to be disseminated. The media mob ran with every lie, every conspiracy theory, every hoax. And then, of course, that same dossier, you had four separate occasions over the course of a year. A FISA warrant lasts 3 months. Four separate times that FISA warrant was used. The dirty dossier was used. It says verified at the top of a FISA application. And it was used to spy on a presidential candidate, his transition team, and president well after it was known to be untrue. And if you don't hold people accountable, what do you expect this time? I don't trust anybody. I don't believe anything that anyone's saying. You know, the silence is deafening here in this unprecedented raid of Mar-a-Lago. All right, we've been busy today. Let's get to a lot of your calls. You've been very, very patient. Texas, Shannon is standing by. Shannon, hi, how are you? Glad you called.
Hey, Sean, thank you very much for taking the call.
Thank you, sir. What's going on?
Well, I mean, just in a quick Google search yesterday, it was 82,000 IRS agents at an average of 71,000 plus benefits and bonus. What bonuses mean, I don't know. I know what it means for a company, but for an IRS agent, I don't know. But that's an awful lot of zeros.
They think this is going to pay dividends for them by harassing the American people even more with the IRS. You know, I jokingly say the Hannity treatment because, you know, as a part of my adult life, since I've been in the public eye, they've gone after me. Not gone after me. I mean, you just get these audits and you have to hire accountants and you have to hire attorneys and you have to go back and forth. You have to, you know, you almost are guilty until you prove your innocence. Yeah, okay, yeah. This is a legitimate deduction. Here's what the law says. You have your lawyer tell them what the law says. You show them what the paperwork to back up whatever it is that you're deducting. I'll be honest, I can't do my own taxes. I wouldn't even know where to begin to do my own taxes like most people. But I, you know, out of an abundance of caution, I have two accounting firms and a law firm that go over my taxes before I file my taxes. So, and I tell everybody, pay your taxes.
Yeah, okay, well, the same is this a recap of the Obama administration as far as going after the Tea Party?
Well, I mean, what are we witnessing here? What have we witnessed with the FBI at the top levels, their insurance plan, to quote Peter Strzok, the abuse of power, the corruption, the spying on a presidential candidate and a transition team and a president based on the phony Russian, now debunked dossier of Donald Trump's opponent. That went on for 3 years. They perpetrated that hoax. And here's the problem. Nobody was held accountable for it. And now this, why should anybody trust the people in these positions of power? Why should we trust them? They have not earned our trust. And no, I don't think, I think this pretext of that they've been feeding us, that this has to do with the Presidential Records Act and the National Archives, I don't believe a word of it. It's likely a fishing expedition that has absolutely nothing to do with classified materials. Now, if it did, we could always go back to what James Comey said, and we talked about this earlier. I won't play it again. Despite evidence of law breaking, no reasonable prosecutor would bring criminal charges to Hillary's email case. Okay, so she had classified materials on a private server and a private email, and then of course we had BleachBit, 33,000 emails magically disappear, and you know, acid washing her hard drive. Yeah,
I don't know, Sean. It's almost like with today's technology, and they run everybody out of the house. It could be a plan of a fly on the wall, so to speak. Just get on the inside, start listening.
I appreciate the call, Shannon. Peaches in Louisiana, welcome to the program.
Thank you for what you do, and we're cautiously optimistic that we'll get the House back in November. Educate us and tell me why the Senate is going to be a little harder.
The Senate's harder because we've got a lot of swing states. We got every bellwether state up this election cycle. I mean, all right, Florida, I don't think Florida is going to be difficult for Marco Rubio, but Georgia has certainly become a more difficult state for Republicans. Although, and Herschel Walker, I could tell you, has been hammered with tens of millions of dollars in ads slandering and smearing him. That's going to, that would be a pickup for us. I don't think we'll have a problem in South Carolina. I think Bud will do well in North Carolina, but North Carolina is a little more purple than that used to be. New Hampshire's a bit of a long shot. They're spending tens of millions of dollars to kill Ron Johnson politically in Wisconsin. You got J.D. Vance is struggling in Ohio. That's not good, especially it's a +8 Republican state. We've got to hold that seat. We've got to hold the seat. Pat Toomey has been out there. And, you know, Dr. Oz is another one that's had tens of millions of dollars in negative ads against him. And he's only begun to fight. I think once people know who John Fetterman is and that he's left of Bernie Sanders, I think we can win that. Eric Schmidt is an important race in Missouri. You got Adam Laxalt, I think, could win in Nevada, but it's never easy in Nevada. It's never easy with Blake Masters running in Arizona and Carrie Lake running for governor. And then we'll look at Colorado. We'll look at Washington State, but the odds are not in our favor. It's very, very hard. Look at all those states. We would need to hold Wisconsin, hold Pennsylvania, hold Ohio, hold Florida, hold North Carolina. And then pick up seats elsewhere. I'm just doing the math. Now, if it's a wave election year, as it should be, and a referendum on Joe Biden and the socialist Democrats, because they all unite together, they're all responsible for the mess we're in, then we should win and win handily. But that's if people go to vote and people are paying attention. If people are fed up with record inflation and record high gas prices and everything else that's gone wrong, and a disaster at our borders, and a disaster with law and order, a disaster in our school system. I think if people pay attention, then we should win in a landslide. But I can't bet on people paying attention the way we do. Peaches, appreciate it. Back to our phones. Don, Lake Ronkonkoma. What's up, Big Don? How are you, sir? Welcome aboard.
Oh, thank you. Excuse me. Thank you, Sean. What a really low point to learn yesterday that we've been reduced from a serious world power to a third world banana republic. We've been through so much over the years. Have you ever seen anything quite as bad as this?
No, I have, but I don't believe that we're being told the truth here. Their silence is deafening now. This is, at the end of the day, it's probably a fishing expedition. At the end of the day, they're using the Presidential Records Act as a pretense or pretext to get in there and see what else they might be able to find while Donald Trump was not at Mar-a-Lago. I mean, Eric Trump said last night that he was with his father when this was going down, and he was very clear that their lawyers were not allowed to watch the process of what they were involved in. Well, that's a little scary, too, because if let's say you have a Strzok-like figure that was part of this team, God only knows what they could have been capable of. Well, if you have a Peter Strzok there, you know, what's their insurance policy, to quote his famous or infamous words, right?
That's what I mean. What's next? What can we expect next? Last night you had just such a great show with such great guests, all so passionate, from Greg Jarrett and Alan Dershowitz to Eric Trump and Newt Gingrich. Mark Levin was superb as always. And I was just devastated watching that footage and listening to your show last night to see where we've gone to. And I don't know, where do you turn? Where can you turn when it gets this bad? I mean, I know we have to...
Everybody just needs to take a deep breath. And I'm going to tell you, there's only one antidote. There's only one solution that I know of, and that's to defeat them politically at the ballot box. That's the only way. And then some of you might rightly say, hey, Hannity, you know, a lot of states haven't adopted election integrity measures that you've been talking about since, you know, the end of 2020 and early 2021. Well, it's that should bother everybody. Election integrity's got to be key. We got to have confidence in the vote and confidence in the results, integrity in the system. And it's simple. Voter ID, signature verification, chain of custody controls, updated voter rolls, and partisan observers watch the count up close and personal from start to finish. That's it. You put those methods in place, you should be okay. I'd get rid of drop boxes. Frankly, if I had my choice, we'd have one day as election day. You'd have a kind of rigorous process for voting by mail or absentee if you happen to be out of town, or if you're elderly, if you're not well, if you're sick, infirmed, whatever it happens to be. But otherwise, I'd make election day a national holiday, paper ballots, let everybody vote, count the votes, and declare your winner that night. It's that simple. Anyway, Big Dom, appreciate it, my friend. 800-941-SEAN if you want to be a part of the program. Pam, Indiana. Hey, Pam, how are you? Glad you called.
I'm fine. It's good to talk to you, Sean. I had noticed that the last few weeks you've been asking semi-rhetorically why Biden and the administration are doing all the stupid things that they are doing, like shutting down our pipeline and making fracking and drilling so much harder. And I remembered something that Rush said in the weeks after the election about how the left would be going out of their way to crush the middle class. And I think that's what they're doing. They are trying to destroy the middle class because apparently you can't have a socialist system with a middle class.
I went over this in great specificity and great detail yesterday, and most people are not fully understanding. I pointed out $16.7 billion in year one will be taxed on the middle class alone. And then you look at the $6.5 billion regressive tax on energy companies. You will pay for that. The 16.4 cents a barrel tax on imported crude oil. You will pay that tax. An increased tax rate on mined coal. Well, if you get electricity and your grid is coal powered, guess what? You're paying that tax, a 15% corporate tax. By the way, does anyone ever rented a car? Did you ever rent a car? Go look at your receipt when you get your receipt, because they have the car rental. If you get insurance or don't get insurance, they'll count it or not count it. And then they'll put in federal tax, state tax, local tax. You pay it. Corporations don't pay taxes. So a 15% tax on corporations that they say will raise $313 billion, you will pay that too. And if you have an IRA or a 401k and you sell or do a stock buyback, there's going to be a tax there too. $80 billion thrown at the IRS to help underreported income. And they're estimating it could be as much as $1 trillion that they'll collect, harassing the American people even more than they do now. A tax on drug companies. You'll pay that tax. $52 billion raised as part of a tax increase on corporate income and small businesses. We pay all of it. This is the point. And for Bernie Sanders, the one thing they did cinema ensure they took out is the tax on more wealthy people. That got taken out. So, you know, Rush was right, to quote him, and you're right as well, too, because that's exactly what happened. I'll give you the last word.
I just wanted to be sure people understood that that's the point of all this. It's to destroy the middle class that most of us are part of, and that we're going to have to hold on until November so that hopefully we get the House and the Senate back, and then in January maybe some of this bad legislation can be rolled back and we can start seeing some relief.
I'm hoping as you are, but already two-thirds of the country is living paycheck to paycheck. And let me tell you what that does. It will lend itself to an environment where people will say, okay, I'll take the free college. Okay, I'll take the government guaranteed job and the government guaranteed healthy food and the government health care. I guess I have no other choice. I'll have to take that. Isn't it amazing that it'll force people, funnel people down into their socialist hellhole? So, yeah, they go hand in hand. You're very observant, very smart. Anyway, 800-941-SHAWN. We got an amazing Hannity tonight, 9 Eastern on Fox. All right, that's going to wrap things up for tonight. All right, the very latest on this raid of Mar-a-Lago will have full, complete coverage in a report. LJ, Lawrence Jones, is down there. Marco Rubio's livid about it. Dan Bongino's livid about it. Mark Levin's livid about it. Paul Manafort, in his own way, lived through this dual justice system. He'll join us tonight. Senator Tim Scott of South Carolina will get his reaction to that and much more. Got a great show back here tomorrow. Thank you for making this show possible.
Imagine a society with a digital dollar and no cash, where every penny you have could all be tracked. That's why thousands of Americans have decided to opt out of the government's plans by talking to GoldCo and putting a portion of their savings into physical gold and silver. Right now, they're offering up to $10,000 in bonus silver while supplies last. Go to HannityGold.com to learn how you could get started today. That's HannityGold.com.
All right, who's there for heroes or their families left behind when a service member or a first responder dies or is catastrophically injured in the line of duty? Who helps our country's homeless vets? And who helps our nation to never forget 9/11/01? I'll tell you who. It's the Tunnel to Towers Foundation. Now the foundation's Gold Star, Fallen First Responders, Smart Home, and Homeless Veterans Programs, and the foundation's Never Forget programs engage people in 9/11 remembrances all across America. Over 80 runs, walks, climbs a year, dozens of golf outings, and the Tunnel to Towers 9/11 Institute. They're educating kids from kindergarten through 12th grade to help our nation keep their vow to never forget. Never forget the sacrifices of our country's greatest heroes. They're hoping all of us will donate $11 a month. Just go to their website. The letter T, the number 2, the letter T.org, the letter T, number 2, letter T.org for the Tunnel to Towers Foundation.
A new dawn is coming to the U.S. stock market, and it's time to throw out the investment blueprint of the last decade and prepare for a massive shift. If you've lost money over the past 2 years, this changes everything. Hi, my name is Mark Chaikin, and I was hired to create 3 new indices for the NASDAQ based on what I've learned in 50 years on Wall Street. So believe me when I tell you this shift could send dozens of stocks soaring sky high in just the next 90 days. But this is an extreme setup I haven't seen in years, since before the 2020 crash. The last time this happened, you could have more than tripled your money by just owning one stock. And I'm revealing this number one stock to buy today, 100% free of charge at newaistock.com. The question is why? Because everyday Americans will be impacted mostly by what's coming, and I want you to be on the right side of the table when this shift happens. Don't delay. Just visit www.newaistock.com.